I think in a really bad sales tax year, it could be really concerning on how you fund the school. So I think I would just really implore you guys to work with the school board to find some solutions in the long term, because I would say long term it's not sustainable.
So, but you just said we're funding the pool siding and stuff through that fund. I thought we weren't doing that through that fund.
No, pool siding is through Parks and Rec. So the sidewalks, the HVAC is through Parks and Rec. Okay. What else? Oh, elevator and the fire alarm replacements are through SRS. So right. Okay. Those projects.
Thank you.
The other ones are that, you know, just, this is just early warnings and not like, I don't think it's anything alarming, but I think you guys should be aware. Is the Parks and Rec and the Nolan Center. I think just we can't continue to have that level of dependency, you know, nearly $350,000 for the Nolan Center, and historically between $800,000 and $900,000 just for operations for Parks and Rec. It was $1.632 million altogether. So just that level of spending for those two and our special revenue funds is not sustainable. $1.632 million, that's just short of what our total property taxes was last year. So we've got to find some solutions. So, and again, I think that a priority there may be just getting a long-term game plan for the Nolan Center. How can we get it more profitable? How can we, you know, save costs in Parks and Rec? And then just projects. I think, you know, one thing to look at when you're looking at the project summary is how much grant funding. It's pretty exceptional how many grants we have and manage. It's also, you could say, a little concerning. We have $7 million getting spent down on fund balances this year that's being approved in the budget, $7 million out of unrestricted balances of $30 million. So, you know, we got roughly $41 million of cash, 30 of that's unrestricted for fund balances. The other 11 is the permanent fund, roughly. So 7 out of 30, that's about 25% of your fund balance in 1 year. So you don't have very many years where you can do that. And so I think it's fine, the trajectory that we're headed for this year, but I think just something to, that's not something that's normal. So I just want to bring those things to your attention when you're looking over the budget. So that's it.
Thank you. Any other questions? All right, and then borough manager's report.
Madam Mayor, we have some good news. The water treatment plant went out for bid. So I think that closes in July. So hopefully we'll get some good numbers back on that. So fingers crossed. The mayor and I met with Sherry Klein on 26 May. And it was a good opportunity to get updated on the current federal budget cycle. Senator Murkowski has $7 million proposed for the public safety building, but it still needs to clear the committee process to make it for final approval in the budget for funding. So hopefully that's able to make it through. We have a meeting scheduled with Senator Murkowski here in Wrangell on June 19th to discuss the wastewater treatment plant. And DEC will be here in attendance for that. Also gonna talk about the barge ramp and the 6 mile property. And then also Ketchikan City Manager wants to be here as well as the Petersburg Manager wants to attend through Zoom. So they're all interested in it because it all impacts us with the wastewater treatment plant, and that's kind of the primary topic that we're gonna be discussing. A meeting with the Office of Children's Services to discuss the OCS contribution to the Borough of Wrangell makes for our OCS services. They would like to meet internally and discuss and maybe come with a proposal for us. They haven't done that yet, but I'll hopefully in the next day or two. If not, if I don't hear back from them, then I'll give them a call back. But they would like to possibly counter with zero, and we'll see where we go from there.
Can you, it may be private, but can you ascertain how much we're using their services? Can you get client numbers or?
Right, it's not 50%, which is what we're paying.
I know, but I just don't know how much they've been called.
It's pretty low.
Called.
Yeah, which they would have a hard time, I think, justifying keeping it here if we didn't supplement it in some way.
Yeah.
So, I'm working with the Forest Service to possibly acquire some of their excess vehicles through direct government-to-government sales to replace some of our older vehicles. So we're gonna work directly with the Forest Service on those. I met with Forest Service leadership during the Southeast Annual Sustainability Strategy, and they discussed sustainability and then also They discussed the path moving forward on their cabin plan as well. And I think it's like the next phase of the SAS project that they're kind of going through as well. So it's like a couple, absolutely.
Manager, could you give just a brief update on what they said on both of those? Because we're dealing with both of those in some manner, and I haven't heard anything, so it'd be good to hear.
Yeah, I think for us on the timeline, I think we're in 25. I think for the cabins that they're looking at, I did talk to them a little bit after the fact, you know, afterwards, as far as what sustainability means, and a one-time shot in the arm to me is not sustainability. So how can we kind of work together to either build trails or other things that are going to help wrangle with sustainability? So that was part of the discussion as well. So we'll continue having those conversations with them, and I'm definitely receptive to them.
My understanding is that that EA that they've been working on has been put on ice and might get restarted in October. So it's kind of not, maybe it's fitting in 2025.
Okay. Well, hopefully it's not put on ice. Yeah. I'm working with the Harbor Master to coordinate a trip down to Myers Chuck to start having some discussions on moorage fees down there. So we'll kind of take a look at that. As if we do spend any money down there, like as far as the next project, we want to make sure there's a way to start paying some of that back. And right now, we don't collect a whole lot of moorage fees down there, if any. I've taken over the project on 5th and 6th Avenue Industrial Project to help reduce some of the workload on Amber. We awarded the design to R&M Engineering, and they have started the work on the design for that project. So we're trying to get that design this summer so that we can hopefully get construction started this summer is the goal. So that's the push for that one. So we did talk about the two positions during the budget, and just kind of want to give a little brief, talking point on that. So I've kept the two positions in the proposed budget that were discussed for removal during the budget work session, and I agree that the position for the Wrangell Light Power probably won't be required once we get the AMI project complete. This will take some time to complete and will allow us, once AMI is complete, it's going to take some time to actually get that done. But it will, once it is done, it'll allow us for notification we made to the union, it's going to take some time to complete, and having it in the budget will also allow us time for union notifications for unaffected employees. I would like to move all the customer requests from service to City Hall, so it'll be a one-stop shop. Other than the harbor, everything will kind of come through City Hall for any requests for service. So that's kind of been the goal for the last year, is kind of get that done. And then once AMI is set up, it allows us to pretty much do everything from the computer. So a lot of the needs that are currently with that position can probably transferred here to City Hall, especially on the customer service end. Finance staff could pick up some of the procurement requests. I would like to change the public works position from a fully benefited 20-hour-a-week job to a 40-hour-a-week job. This position provides administrative assistance to public works that includes filing, inventory, and public notices. And that could also be used to assist the WMLP with some of those things, functions that are strictly administrative. So that's kind of what I would like to propose moving forward on that one. For public works, there's been a road maintenance and potholes continue to be patched. The harbor parking lot next to the marine bar was cleaned up, so they did a nice job trying to get that area, and continue to work on that. And then we're also working with WCA on some of their plans over there as well, and we'll continue having those discussions with them. Staff assisted Capitol Facilities with the fence insulation for the downtown bathroom, so most of that work's done now. I think the only thing still remaining there are the benches that are going to be put out in front. For the water, flushing continues to happen. We're trying to decrease the age of the water, which it's some of the residual chlorine that kind of sits in there with some of the solids we have. So whenever we're able to flush it at the far ends, it kind of reduces some of the residuals in there. So it just gives us better water quality and can control it better. There were a number of issues with the ozone system up during the SEPA run. Generators swapped, and then we would switch between hydro and generator power, cause the ozone machine to completely shut down. And I do appreciate the work that Wayne did during that time to kind of keep the system up and running. A lot of work on the ozone system, swapping parts out to try to keep that running. So definitely great work by Wayne to keep it.
Do we still have the two generators, or are we switching them from one to the other? Or
for the ozone?
Yeah.
I'll have to check. I think we're on one, but he was working on the other one. So, and we did get the spare parts. I think we ordered spare parts for everything. So
they came in?
This week. Showed up today.
Okay. Good.
So we had the DE inspection at the landfill closure, and a great job to the sanitation. It was a pretty good report from DEC. Just a few minor things that we kind of have to follow up on afterwards. For the harbors, harbor crew is finishing up repairs to the fishing game float that were caused by the sinking of the boat this winter, so they've been working on that. They've also been pretty busy with brush and groundskeeping at all harbors and parking lots. For the Marine Service Center, they've had the busiest month of the year in May and serviced 56 vessels. For the crew, that means they moved boats 112 times in 22 working days, so definitely a busy time for Marine Service Center. And then with Trident up and running this summer, we'll have to accommodate close to 100 freezer vans, which you can see them starting to pile up over there. So it's good to have them back in operation. So it's good to see that. And then with the new AMI metering system, there was a question about when that was going to start. It's going to be, everything's going to start arriving in August. So we'll start being able to do some, Rod will start being able to do some preliminary stuff in August whenever they start arriving.
And so, probably in July we'll start to notice the public about what's happening, and
we can, as soon as we start receiving stuff, we can definitely do that.
Okay.
And then there's a pretty lengthy write-up. Lucy did a really good job on the Parks and Recreation Department write-up. Mm-hmm. So I definitely encourage everyone to kind of go through and read that. Just a couple of highlights. She talked about the skeet range improvements, so kind of working on that. With the grant funding and the next phase of skeet range facility improvements. They're still working on trying to work out a couple things with that grant funding, but it does include reconstruction of two houses and building a new aid station shooting course. So that'd be great. And then the Mount Dewey Trail Extension, the trail extension design is 95%. Well, we're working on the trail extension design. The only thing we're waiting on are the last permits from the Army Corps of Engineers and DOT with some of the changes that were made in the design. So once we get that done, then we'll be able to put that out to bid. And then one last thing for the Nolan Center. Cindy asked to save the date. They have a special musical treat with the concert pianist Roman Rudnitsky. We'll be in Wrangell for a concert performance at the Nolan Center on Sunday, June 25th at 1 p.m.
Great. And did you mention the fire alarm system is being installed?
At the
high school, middle school?
It is. That's under construction. So.
Right. Great. Assemblymember Morrison.
I just have one question on the lot next to the Marine Bar. Any potential date for when they're going to put that new walkway across to the Sheikh's house?
Some things have changed as far as like the process, as far as going through planning and zoning, and then so they're kind of starting that process over again for WCA to kind of walk through that lease process for the Tidelands lease that's there. So once they get that process done, we'll bring them before the assembly for approval. And,
okay. Second question, is that grid that's there now going to stay there then?
From my understanding, the grid will stay,
okay,
and they'll just move their portion over to the new, the new walk.
Assemblymember Dalrymple.
If I can, maybe if the assembly agrees, I'd like to ask the city manager or the borough manager to ask the Forest Service. They have an accounting person who deals with the secure rural schools, and I've dealt with that person in the past. It's one person that I know of. They work out of the Albuquerque Center. You're never going to know about them unless you had a particular question. But they have data that can explain the past secure rural schools funding, the current, and they might have some projections into the future. And I think that would be useful for Mason to take a look at that. And they break it down, I think, all the way down to borough. starting from the national level down. So it's kind of interesting to see how it's created. It's much less money in it now than it used to because of timber sheets primarily. It's still quite a bit of money. There's not only the school part and the school roads, which I can't remember the title, but I think there's a Title II. It's a separate. And that, in the past, has funded, that's the citizens-generated secure schools RAC committee that they have. And that has continued to generate funds. And the Forest Service has decommissioned the existing committee starting that. So there should be money in there, but I haven't heard any accounting on that. There might be several years worth of that to go towards community-generated projects that aren't schools and aren't roads.
Okay.
But I do have an accounting system that might take a little research to find out who that is, but if Mason could talk with those people, I think that'd be a good thing, just to get that information, ask the right questions.
You can do that.
Yeah, I know several years ago I perused through the government section of that, and it was really detailed, and you could really get lost in it. A lot of information.
Another thing that they can tell you is all these things are formula driven,
right?
And the different boroughs have different formulas.
Mm-hmm.
And for example, we get more than Petersburg does, for various reasons, but it's mainly because their average income is higher. But it's just a lot of things go into that. It's kind of interesting to know about.
Okay.
Yeah.
And maybe project as well in the future. So.
Okay, thank you. Assemblymember DeBoard.
The fish and game dock repairs, back when all that happened, you said that might be covered by insurance. Did insurance end up covering that, or did we end up covering that?
Is that for the boat that sank?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all being billed to the owner of the vessel on their insurance company. So we're working with both.
Okay.
Good. And I got not only a lot of compliments for how the city looks from citizens, but also from cruise passengers. And several of them told me of a nice conversation they had with our police chief and how welcoming he was. And They really compliment us on how clean the town looks, and so we owe a debt of gratitude to our crews and workers. So thank you. Anything else? Okay, good report. Borough Clerk's report. Do you have anything to report on that?
Nothing additional to add. No one was in the back.
So. Okay, thank you. Mayor and Assembly business. Does any Assembly member have anything to share tonight? Oh, Assembly Member Dalrymple?
Just one thing. The Economic Development Board is meeting this Thursday at 5:30. We've got several topics, but the main topic on the agenda is the maritime program, and Julie Decker is going to be presenting on that. We'll also be talking a little bit about the mill site and some of the results of some surveys, and then some other miscellaneous people to be heard there. So
great. And then for the public, do you want to tell them you have two openings?
I would love to.
Yes
we have two recent resignations, so we're looking for two people to serve on that. And I know one of the recent resignees is going to be helping to replace herself on that. So we'll be recruiting out there. We're looking forward. We've got a lot of new energy on the board, and with the support of this assembly, there's a lot more focus, and I think it's due for the times that we're in. And hopefully there's some people out there interested to be part of that.
Great, yes. We would welcome their participation. All right, anything else? All right, under Mayor and Assembly appointments, we do have an opening in the Southeast Elastic Solid Waste Authority for an alternate member, and we did have a community member volunteer. So with the approval of the Assembly and your consent, I'd like to appoint Alex Angerman for that alternate position. All right. Assembly agrees, so she shall be appointed. Will you send her a letter to tell her? Thank you. Thank you. All right. We have several items under public hearing. Item 11A consists of the fiscal year 2023-2024 annual borough budget. So I will open the public hearing and have a short administrative report, please.
Madam Mayor, the biggest change, like I said, is kind of leaving those two positions in there, which I kind of had talked about, and then we'll leave them in there, and then as things change and we make the changes, then we just won't spend that amount that's in the budget as we move forward.
Okay.
And then all the numbers that it talked about, those were changed, and then most of it's just clerical for the rest of it.
All right. And that's as the result of our workshop?
Correct.
Correct. All right. Do we have any public testimony on the budget? This is the time that we hear from the public. Okay. Seeing none, I'll close the public hearing. There's no motion for this. We will approve the budget and any amendments, if there are any, on June 27 at our next borough meeting. All right, item B, another public hearing. This is public hearing to inform residents of the program performance on the Community Development Block Grant, the coronavirus number 20-CDBG-CV2. This is the Recreation Center HVAC and DDC upgrades project. We'll have an administrative report, please.
Madam Mayor, I'm going to kind of read through most of this because it's required for,
right,
for the grant and to be in the minutes. So you guys have to bear with me on both of these that are coming up. So the City and Borough of Wrangell conducts this public hearing to inform residents of program performance on the following projects: Community Development Block Grant, Project Number 20-CDBG-CV2, Recreation Center HVAC and DDC upgrades. Members of the public are encouraged to participate in the in-person hearing to solicit public input on the achievements of the project. If you are unable to attend this meeting, written comments on any aspect of the above referenced project are invited and should be addressed to Amber Al-Haddad, Capital Facilities Director, P.O. Box 531-1064 Case Avenue, Wrangell, Alaska, or the following email address at aal-haddad@wrangell.com. The office is open 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. weekdays. Overview of the project and program performance. The City and Borough of Wrangell submitted a successful application to the State of Alaska in response to the 2022 Community Development Block Grant Coronavirus Program, which requested a funding allocation in the amount of $806,712 for the Recreation Center HVAC and DDC upgrade project. There is no monetary contribution required as a recipient cost share. The State of Alaska CDBG-CV program may only be used to fund community development activities carried out to prevent, prepare for, and respond to coronavirus. By law, use of funds for any other purpose is not allowed. Utilizing this funding allocation will provide benefit to the low-income and moderate to low-income residents in the City and Borough of Wrangell by improving the ventilation system, temperature, humidity, air quality systems to reduce airborne transmission in the public recreation swimming center and swimming pool facility. Specifically, this project funded under the CDBG COVID grant funding will complete the second phase of temperature control upgrades from the existing pneumatic temperature controls to the new direct digital controls. It will also replace mechanical and control devices within the HVAC system, including air supply fans that are designed to supply a mix of filtered outside air and return air into the mechanical spaces to control temperature and humidity of the space, return air dampeners and louvers, air ducting that serves to move ventilation air through the system, and insulation for the air ducting. Many of these devices have failed or exceeded their effective operational life, restricting proper ventilation and airflow, thus reducing air quality.
Thank you. Are there any public testimony on this item? This is the use of these grant funds that were very competitive, and we were very fortunate to get that money. All right, I'm going to close the public hearing, and there's no motion on this. It's information only. All right, Assembly Item C, public hearing to inform residents of the program performance on the Community Development Block Grant number 21-CDBG-02, the high school and middle school fire alarm system replacement project. I'll open the public hearing, and may we have a report on this.
And you have to bear with me again, I need to read this as well.
Yeah.
The City and Borough of Wrangell conducts this public hearing to inform residents of program performance on the following project, Community Development Block Grant, CDBG, project number 21-CDBG-02, High School and Middle School Fire Alarm System Replacement. Members of the public are encouraged to participate in the in-person hearing to solicit input on the achievements of the project. If you're unable to attend the meeting, written comments on any aspect of the above-referenced project are invited and should be addressed to Amber Al-Haddad, Capital Facilities Director, P.O. Box 531, 1064 Case Avenue, Wrangell, Alaska, or to the following email address at aal-haddad@wrangell.com. The office is open 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. weekdays. Overview of the project and program performance. The City and Borough of Wrangell submitted a successful application to the State of Alaska in response to the 2021 Community Development Block Grant, CDBG program, which requested a funding allocation in the amount of $494,734 for the high school and middle school fire alarm system replacement project. A minimum 25% cost share was required to be provided by the recipient, and the borough has contributed $318,250 to date. Total available project funding is $812,984. Statewide objectives for this use of funds are to provide potential for the long-term positive impact and to increase community self-sufficiency, reduce threats and conditions detrimental to the health and safety of local residents, construct and improve public facilities, and reduce maintenance costs, design, engineering, architectural, or feasibility plans, business development, inclusion in a local community economic or capital improvement plan, use local resources in combination with CDBG funding. Utilizing this funding allocation will provide benefit to the low-income and moderate to low-income residents in the City and Borough of Wrangell by replacing the existing fire alarm system in the high school and middle school building to meet current codes for life safety, alarms, and educational buildings. This project serves to increase the safety of the occupants of the existing space and to further protect the school-occupied property.
Thank you. Is there any public testimony on this item? Another valuable item. All right, I'm going to close the public hearing. And again, this is information only, and this will be followed by the installation of the elevator.
Correct.
And the elevator has to rely on the completion of the fire system so we can tie them both in.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. Thank you. All right. The last item for public hearing is ordinance number 1043 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, adding section 5.04.045, volunteer firefighters and providers of emergency medical services exemption to chapter 5.04, property tax in the Wrangell Municipal Code.
Move to approve.
I'm gonna open the public hearing and get a report, please.
Yeah, so just to appreciate the mayor again finding this Alaska statute that allows us to be able to contribute a small amount back to our firefighters in the, I guess, for to kind of reduces what their taxable value is on their property. So just the amount of work that they do, the volunteer work that the firefighters do, it's just greatly appreciated, and just a small token to give something back to them for their service.
Thank you. Any public testimony on this item? All right, seeing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve ordinance 1043.
Second.
Okay, motion by Morrison, second by Powell. Any discussion? This is the second reading of this ordinance. All right, poll vote, please.
Assembly Member Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoard?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. We have no unfinished business, so new business item 13A, resolution number 06-23-1785 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, levying
a general tax for school and municipal purposes upon all taxable property within the borough for the tax year 2023 pursuant to Wrangell Municipal Code Section 5.04.010, providing for the collection of taxes due in 2023 and prescribing penalties and interest for delinquent taxes.
Move to approve resolution number 06-23-1785.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Morrison. And this is a good administrative report.
Madam Mayor, this resolution sets the mill levy rate at 9.75 for the Wrangell service area and at 4.0 for the areas outside the service area and within the tax differential zone. So essentially for in-service, it'll go from a 12.75 recommended down to a 9.75.
Okay, and it fully funds our budget for?
It does.
The year. All right. Any questions, comments? We thank our finance officer and borough manager and staff and directors for contributing to the budget and coming up with a sound budget. All right, it's good to see the mill rate be lowered. All right, poll vote, please.
Some of the members, Al?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item B, approval of a contract award to Chatham Electric in the amount of $495,000 for the Ports and Harbor Surveillance System project.
Move to approve a contract award to Chatham Electric in the amount of $495,000 for the Ports and Harbor Surveillance System project.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by DeBoer. Again, another good report here.
Yeah, definitely a big thanks to Amber and to Carol on getting these grants written, because this is a fully funded state homeland security program for this system. So definitely appreciate all the hard work to be able to get this done, and definitely needed for our ports and harbors surveillance system to provide cameras and also to provide extra lighting at our facilities.
Yeah, the extra lighting will be really appreciated. And this is almost $500,000 grant coming to Wrangell.
Correct. A total of $836,910 for design and construction.
Right. Including that, too. Yeah. Any questions or comments? All right. Poll vote, please.
Some of the members, DeBoer?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item C, approval of a contract award to BW Enterprises, LLC in the amount of $91,583.60 for the Nolan Center Storage Building Settlement Repairs Project.
Move to approve a contract award to BW Enterprises, LLC in the amount of $91,583.60 for the Nolan Center Storage Building Settlement Repairs Project.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Morrison. And this was recently discovered, wasn't it?
It was. Definitely noticed some settlement on part of the building, which was causing cracking of the building, and then differential settlement, which is going to be, if it allowed to progress, would cause, you know, be detrimental to that building. And this project includes installing helical piles and pile jacks at the perimeter of the building to support the structure from further settlement.
And is there any barrier that can be constructed to try to prevent this from happening again, or do you think this will be a pretty good permanent fix?
Well, for the areas that we're at, with the helical piles, those will go down to a solid base.
Okay.
So those actually go down to bedrock.
So they were.
Right. For the areas that are settling. As far as settlement in different areas, I guess we'll just have to kind of pay attention to see if it extend, like settlement occurs in different areas, but this is the only area it's occurring in right now.
Okay. Assembly Member Morrison?
Is it on the west side that it's settling?
Southwest.
Southwest.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. And this is one thing we asked you to be very critical about, is repairs and maintenance, and you acted on this very quickly. So hopefully it will prevent any other damage. Any other questions or concerns? All right, poll vote, please.
Assemblyman Members Morrison?
Yes.
Dalrymple?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. Item D, approval of amendment number 3 to the professional services agreement with Dow for the water treatment plant improvements design in the amount of $157,046.
Move to approve amendment 3 to the professional service agreement with Dow for the water treatment plant improvement design in the amount of $157,046.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Powell, second by Morrison. Report on this.
Yeah, Madam Mayor, so this is in addition to what we currently have paid Dow. Whenever they started going through and going through the design, it was a lot more work and a lot more shop drawings from AWC than what was anticipated, because it's kind of a contract within a contract the way it was forced, because we had to go ahead and order and get the contract for the DAF system. And then in order to get the shop drawings. So the shop drawings required a lot more work. And then there was also additional effort on the permitting and regulatory efforts related to the backwash wastewater disposal discharge line. So that had to be taken into account. Then told us another 53 sheets of engineering design drawings. So that's the reason for the additional money.
Right. And we're trying to be proactive and making sure we have the DAF unit ready to go into the building.
Correct.
And then tell the public that about the backlog with the DAF unit construction.
Right. So hopefully, I mean, we were kind of worried a little bit because whenever we changed the discharge line, we had to get a different set of requirements for control of property. So we had to prove control of property, which we already did for the water treatment plant, but we didn't have it for the discharge line. Okay. So we thought that was going to hold us up. We worked with, actually Amber did a really good job of working with USDA and EDA to get them to go ahead and give us the initial approval. And then that'll allow us time to then actually get the control documents for the site that USDA and EDA need to make final award. But they allowed us to go ahead and put it out to bid. That all ties into it because in talking with the manufacturer from AWC who came here for a site visit, I think he said it's 20 plus projects they have on order right now. There's kind of a slow period right now, so if we can kind of get ahead of the curve, then that gets them started on us first. So it gets us in the pipeline and in the queue first, so we don't get stuck in the middle when everyone else gets awarded. So allowing us to do this, get it out to bed, it all kind of contributes to what we're doing.
Right. A lot of moving pieces.
A lot of moving parts.
Any comment, Assemblymember Dalrymple?
Madam Mayor, I understand the need for amendments, especially with these big projects. It's kind of part of the way to go, and there's unknowns. And over time, there's things that change and stuff. So I support this, and I definitely support the water treatment plant. Absolutely. I'm glad we're making the progress we are. But my concern and ask, I guess, is just in the future to have under the fiscal note part of these packages a little brief accounting of what the project was originally that we approved, and then list each amendment or adjustment as we go. Just so that the public and us can sort of understand where we're at, because I get pretty confused, and we have multiple projects and multiple amendments to them, all necessary, but I lose track where we are, and it'd be really useful to just have this in one spot. Mm-hmm. Doesn't need to be a full accounting thing, just kind of a checklist of where we're at with the amounts.
Good suggestion. Any other questions or comments? All right. Poll vote, please.
Assembly Members Dalrymple?
Yes.
DeBoer?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Morrison?
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert?
Yes. And our last item is still another thing we put on your plate, Borough Manager, and we're getting this done. This is item E, approval of a real estate broker services contract award to Anchor Properties with a 7% commission rate for the sale of borough-owned property at 310 Bennett Street, namely the Old Hospital.
Move to approve a real estate broker service contract award to Anchor Properties with a 7% commission rate for the sale of borough-owned property at 310 Bennett Street.
Second.
Okay, motion by Powell, second by Morrison. Borough manager.
So, Madam Mayor, we had two firms that bid on this contract. It was govdeals.com and Anchor Properties. And Anchor Properties came in much higher in their point scoring system. So definitely recommend the award to them. And it definitely sounds like they have a pretty aggressive plan kind of moving forward to get this out there and get it advertised. So excited about kind of moving forward with this project and just getting our advertising out there more than what we currently have.
Right. We've tried several methods, haven't we?
We have.
So this is sort of our last resort. Any comments or questions? Assemblymember Dalrymple.
Madam Mayor, again, I think this is great to move forward on this. Just a question. It says here that they'll work to support us, the borough. So I'm assuming it's kind of a partnership thing that you'll be closely working with them as they go. Do you have any idea at the beginning of this how they are going to advertise this? Is it going to be nationwide, and in what forms are they going to use?
I'm not exactly sure what forms they're going to be using, but they do have a pretty extensive list of businesses that they then go advertise to. And they already have mentioned some that they kind of have been talking to about it. So we just have to kind of wait to see how those go. But I think it definitely is, and Amber would probably be a better person to talk to. She read through the packet on the award. But like I said, as far as advertising, they do have a pretty extensive network that they send it out to. Just not exactly sure who.
I would recommend, if it isn't already being considered, to also include perhaps advertisements in business magazines like the Alaska Business.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've seen in the past real estate there, commercial bigger real estate opportunities, along with whatever other forums. You know.
Okay.
So,
Assemblymember Powell.
Is 7% normal for this kind of deal? I mean, it just seems high to me from what I understand for houses and all that stuff.
Yeah, I think houses is right at 6. I think commercial is at 7.
Okay.
It's going up.
Yeah, I remember when it was 3.
Yeah, I think housing is 6 right now.
Okay. And Assemblymember DeBoard?
I won't beat the dead horse too long, but I don't support this because two issues. I think somebody's going to get in over their head, or there's a high likelihood with the low price before they realize what they really gotten into. And second, the bigger issue to me is we've got the public service building. We don't know what we're going to do with it. If we need another site for a different building, and this is property that we already have in hand, that would be a good spot for that. But it is what it is.
Okay, fair enough. Any other comments, Assemblymember Powell?
Well, I kind of agree with Jim too. I know we're trying to get rid of this property because it's cost us money, and I do not like the money that it's costing us. But without knowing what we're doing with our public service, you know, our public building up here, I'm really leery of even selling this property until we decide what we're going to do there. I just don't. I know we've worked this out and everything, and this is tough because if we sell this property for the little bit amount of money that they're going to offer it out for, is what I understand, and then we go around, we need that property, or we need to do something different. And I know I've had this discussion with you already, Jeff, about where we could go, which is out by Ishiyama Drive. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a catch-22. I mean, we could use that property, but it costs us a lot to develop it because of the building. And we could use that money to go out to Ishiyama Drive for that property, too. So, I mean, this is a tough one for me, too. I support getting rid of it because of the amount of money that it's costing us. I disagree with, you know, someone getting into it without knowing over their head, because that's buyer beware to me. I mean, I could buy a house and do the same thing. I could buy a piece of property for anything and do to get over my head, and that's my problem. Public safety building and stuff, that concerns me, what we're going, where we're going with that.
And where we're going with the public safety building, I don't want to stray too much from this topic, but I'm trying to hang my hat a little bit on that $7 million possibility that could at least do the envelope of the public safety building. I think we should give that a shot, too. So I do understand the timing. Mm-hmm.
It's bad.
It is bad, and we don't really know exactly what we're doing, but... Assembly Member Dalrymple.
We're not through this approving a sale for right now. That'll come back to us, correct? We're going to be able to evaluate the offers and everything. So that's kind of why I support it, just to try to get some additional information, and maybe there's somebody out there that we could reach. At least we would know.
Right. Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. All right, Assembly Member Morrison.
Well, my feeling is, yeah, we're kind of between a rock and a hard spot, but I think we have to make some motion to, you know, to get things moving, and maybe this will do it.
Yeah, we've been talking about it for quite a while.
Yeah.
And there's too many factors that we don't know about that prevents us from making a solid decision. All right, Assembly Member DeBoard.
I'll just close with this. I think 5-10 years from now, the sales, we're going to regret it. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. I hope that's not true, but it may come true. I hope not. All right, poll vote, please.
Assembly Member Steve Powell.
Yes.
DeBoard.
No.
Morrison.
Yes.
Dalrymple.
Yes.
And Mayor Gilbert.
Yes. And attorney's file is available in the borough clerk's office, and we will adjourn at 6:52. Thank you, Assembly.